This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 18. Jesus, our intercessor. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 14. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Bible shows us that Jesus speaks to the Father on our behalf. Romans 8:34 says that Jesus is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. In 1 John 2:1, we read that Jesus is our advocate with the Father. And from Hebrews 7:25, we learn that Jesus always lives to intercede for us. What this intersection looks like is depicted in our reading for today. At first, this passage may raise some questions in our minds. Why would Jesus send his disciples out on the lake to struggle against the prevailing wind? And why, after leaving them alone for the night, would he go out to walk on the water just before dawn? When we're in a struggle of some kind, even if it's just an annoying wind, we tend to ask God, why? There are no easy answers to our questions about struggles. But the image of Jesus praying while his disciples are struggling should encourage us. It assures us that even though we may feel alone, God has not abandoned us. Jesus came to this world to share our trouble and to defeat the powers that are too strong for us to conquer. He still walks on the churning waters of life that can frighten us so. He has come to be with us in power and with love. In heaven, ruling over all things today, Jesus sees us. Through his Spirit, he's with us, and he's praying for us. Pray with me. Lord, when I feel I'm struggling alone, help me to know that you're with me and that you're praying for me. Use me also to share this comfort with others. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.